Hello, and welcome to the Clergy Wellness Podcast. I'm Reverend Nicole Riley, a clergy coach who helps you do one of the most important jobs there is without losing yourself. This is Season 2, Episode 17, What is Saving My Life, Fall Edition 2023. If you were part of our Zoom class that we did on growing in-person worship attendance, thank you so much. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for sending in questions. Thank you for just being part of all of that. And if you missed that, you can just email me and I will send you the link because I posted it on the YouTubes. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're glad you're here. Today, we'll also have a wellness practice of the week, what's making this week good, and a mindfulness meditation moment. So let's go ahead and jump in. So if you've been listening for a while, this may sound like a familiar title, What is Saving My Life? I did this also in April of this year, and I'll probably do this a couple times every year. And the big idea of the title is this. It came from this group that I was part of. I did a readathon as part of a group called To Write Love on Her Arms, which is a pro mental health group. And they really focus on what are the things that help us? What are the things that help us keep going? And I've been thinking about this because as I talk to people, both personally and also professionally, I am finding this feeling in the air of people talking about giving up. It can be hard to keep going. Maybe in the last month or so, you felt like giving up. It might have been a big giving up, like a giving up on ministry or a giving up on a relationship. Or maybe it was a little giving up, like I'm not going to go to that restaurant anymore, or that's the last bad haircut I'm going to get. I need to find a new hairstylist. We all go through seasons, maybe even long seasons, where we feel like just giving up. It just gets to be too much. Maybe things aren't moving forward or working out, or things become too painful, or maybe even they have lost meaning. Now, I know there can actually be a good side to giving up, because sometimes the healthiest thing you can do is give up, quit, and move on. Today, though, I'm not talking about that. I'm going to actually focus more on how I and we and all of us sometimes feel like giving up in the way of giving up and living a lesser kind of life, or giving up and running away from it all. And not in a good way, but in a way where 6 months down the road we go, why did I give up? I should have stuck with it. I wish I'd given it more attention. So last time I did this, when I shared What's Saving My Life, I had a lot of deep ideas. I went back and looked at that episode. This time, no, I have no deep ideas. The things that are saving my life this time are a lot more practical. And so I'm going to share them with you as a way to talk about what are the things that keep me going. And I hope that they help you think about some things that are keeping you going in life, in ministry, in relationships, wherever it is that you feel like giving up. And you don't really want to. So I have three things for you today. And the first thing that's saving my life are nachos. Yes, nachos. Now let me explain. The other day, I was thinking about how food is a lot of things, right? Food can be satisfying, or food can be just what you eat so you're not hungry anymore. We eat for a variety of reasons. But what is your favorite food? And do you get to enjoy it more than a couple times a year? So much of life is about no, and not yet, and maybe later. And there's a lot of wisdom to that. As pastors, we know the value in week in, week out discipline, you know, focusing on the things that need to be done, like worship that uplifts people and visiting people and doing all the daily things, which are always very important. But one of the things I noticed that was probably making my life harder than it needed to be was I noticed that in my own practice of ministry, I often put off things I really loved until later, until I did all of the things, until, you know, there was time and energy. So for you, it may not be nachos. I actually doubt it is nachos, but it may not even be food. But what is the thing that when you do it, it makes a difference in your enjoyment in life? But you keep putting it off, maybe for another time. I will always remember the first time I was thinking about this topic. I had buried someone before their time. They were a younger person who was at church on Sunday, and then they helped take down the holiday decorations, and then they went home, and he took a nap, and he passed away in his sleep. And that next week, I remember going out to dinner with my husband, and the rock lobster was in season, and my thought was, well, someday I'll try that. And then I thought about this guy, and I recognized how often I did this, waiting for someday to enjoy the things. And so I ordered the lobster. So as I think about the nachos piece, you know, nachos, they can be a lot of calories and not really what you want to eat all the time. But nachos can be simple and they can be easy and they can be good and they can be a satisfying lunch on a Tuesday instead of just a big production when you go out. Taking something I really enjoy and putting it in my week as a regular thing lifts my spirits. And that keeps me going. It saves my life. Embracing the simple happy is so helpful in keeping going. So that's the first one. The second one is getting away for a couple days. Now, I don't know about your friends, but my friends appear to be traveling quite a bit. I have friends who are going to lots of fun places, and I just really haven't been. I mean, I did get a break in August, but I ended up working the whole time because I was teaching that next week, and so I really only got a weekend away in all of that. In fact, when I went to have my teeth cleaned a couple days ago, the hygienist said, "How was your summer?" And I thought, summer? Did we just have summer? It just blew by me. Sometimes we get discouraged and we get down because life repeats its same patterns over and over again. And I noticed this and I thought, you know, I need a break. I need a change of location. So I ended up booking a cabin in a little mountain town, and we came up on Friday after work and spent the weekend, walked around, took a nap, ate out, drank some iced tea, spent some time reading, and it was a little bit of a break. Breaks give us space to see things differently, to get a different perspective. When it all gets to be a lot, it is hard to keep perspective. And so a change of scenery can really help. I recently came across an article called Why a Change of Scenery Boosts Remote Work Productivity. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, I wouldn't even think about that one. But I learned that actually a change of scenery is good for our work life as well as just our regular life. Going away breaks monotony. And monotony gives rise to errors and decreases productivity and happiness. Going away also improves our brain's ability to learn new things and remember details and recover from life. Going away helps us change and even break habits too. A new place gives us chances to make new associations. And maybe most obviously, that this article stated, is new places increase our mental health. In Hebrew, there is a saying, Meshein Makom, Meshein Mazel. And it means, change your place, change your luck. In other words, changing your place in the world can lead to a positive shift. Changes in location shift our energy, increase our resilience. Travel does this, but of course, even just a few days can make a difference. So that's the second thing that's saving my life and helping me hang on, getting away for a couple of days. And then the last one is do something unexpected. Now, when we talk about the unexpected, oftentimes it is couched in negative terms. In fact, there are tons of articles about how to stay centered when the unexpected happens and how to keep centered in the face of the unexpected. But actually doing the unexpected on purpose is a whole different thing. There's a book called Surprise, Embrace the Unpredictable and Engineer the Unexpected. And in the book, the authors talk about surprise and the unexpected matter for our happiness and how doing things that are unexpected actually provides a conduit to living a richer and a fuller life. Surprise is helpful to our happiness because it invites us to see things in a new way, in a fresh way, and to refocus. It refreshes us, and it opens up some possibilities. So, what unexpected things did I decide to do? Well, last week I saw that one of the Facebook pages I follow for Jack Russell Rescues had a dog that needed to be fostered. Now, I have had Jack Russell Terriers since the 1990s, but with Rooney's death last month, I really wasn't looking to get a new dog until the new year, and I saw this, though, and I thought, well, I don't want to adopt a dog, but maybe I could help foster a dog. Now, I have never fostered a dog, and so raising my hand was unexpected and a bit of a surprise, but I did it. Now, why was it unexpected? Well, there's a lot on my plate. I'm dealing with a family member who's ill. I'm growing my business. I'm dealing with health stuff. And just life tends to take most all the energy. But here's the thing. As I was thinking about all this, I realized that in some ways, my life has been getting smaller. And I don't want that. Life gets smaller for me when I get stuck or when I get afraid of what others will think if I make decisions or if I just am in a routine without any breaks. The article, Feeling Stuck, 7 Ways to Climb Out of a Slump, gave some good ideas about why we get stuck. Mentions these. We've outgrown our current situation. We fear external judgment. We feel disconnected from our values. We think a change might mean losing something. We have lost hope for the future. Or we're overwhelmed or burned out. I think my slump was related to things going on with my family member's health. This has been going on pretty much all year. And that's probably been the biggest part of it. But there's other things going on too. So the article listed some things to fix your slump. And they were things like journaling and going for a walk and, you know, thinking about what you really want, which is a really good idea. But those really weren't where I was at. And so as I thought about it, I thought, you know, what really helps me when I'm in a slump, what really helps me when I'm just a little stuck is something unexpected, something that moves me out of my comfort zone, something that surprises me and causes me to have to think differently. So we picked up Stanley, the Jack Russell Terrier mix, on Sunday, and he'll be here at our house for this month for a new adventure, and already it has been quite an adventure, even though it's only been 24 hours. I also took the liturgical streak out of my hair. So if you've ever seen a picture of me, I usually have a piece of hair that is colored related to the liturgical season. But every once in a while, my hair gets kind of worn and tired and I need to refresh it. And so I will take 6 months off every once in a while. It's probably been 5 years since I've done it. So I'll go back to that later. But right now I thought, you know, that's one of the things I want to do. And then I also canceled some things that have outserved their usefulness. It feels a little unsteady doing unexpected things. But life feels a little bit bigger and a little bit more surprising. So here's my list of what's saving my life. Nachos, going out of town for a couple days, and doing something unexpected, surprising, or outside of my comfort zone. So I shared all of this because we all need the things that save our lives, the things that keep us going, the things that help us stick with the things we really want to stick with, whether that's situations in ministry or in our personal life. So what about you? What might you give more time and attention to so that your life is easier and more enjoyable and happier? It might be as ridiculous as nachos. Not that nachos are ridiculous, but you know what I mean. But what is it for you? And how can you spend just a little bit more energy, time, focus on the things that make your life better, that save your life, and that keep you going? Wellness practice of the week. This is where we talk about a wellness practice you can do to increase your own wellness. So as we go into the fall, I want to ask three questions that I'd love you to kind of wrestle with for yourself, questions that will help grow your wellness. And the first is, what can I do that will make this season better? And what can I do that will make this season easier? And what can I do that will make this season more enjoyable? Now, what's the difference between these things? Well, I think better includes things like, I don't know, updating your clothes or getting some shoes or putting some fall colors in your garden or cleaning out your closet. You know that closet that every time you open it, things fall on you. I got that closet too. Easier might mean getting the groceries delivered at least once a month, or picking out what you're going to wear the night before, or simplifying your lunches. Or it might be easier to make sure and to go through your drawer where you keep any snacks you have for when you forget your lunch or you're at the church too late, and update those things. And then last and probably best, what in this season can make your life more enjoyable? I think there's a whole list of things that can make our lives more enjoyable, right? Maybe taking yourself out once a week for a coffee and some downtime, or calling a friend to connect, or listening to music you love while you work. It is fall, y'all, so take a moment to make it better, easier, and more enjoyable. What is making this week good? This is the part of the episode where I just talk about something good in my week with the hope that you will see those good things in your week too. So this week I was away for the weekend. And I have a friend who lives in this town, and she recommended this great little tea shop. And so we stopped in. And it was filled with all kinds of things, all kinds of tea things and kitchen things and soap and even bathrobes and slippers. Quite far-reaching. This is this beautiful little town of Idlewild, which is right before you get to Palm Springs. So if you know Palm Springs, California, Idlewild is a little mountain town right before that. So my husband and I decided, sure, let's get some iced tea. And so we got a very expensive glass of iced tea and we watched people. And it was just such a nice 30 minutes, just iced tea and people watching. You know, oftentimes I don't take the time just to do something like that. And so, iced tea and people watching in Idlewild is what is making this week good. Mindfulness meditation. Take a moment and relax and be present in whatever way works for you. And remember who you are. You are God's beloved. And remember in whose image and likeness you are created. You're created in the image and likeness of God. During these mindfulness moments, we are looking at some quotes. I collect quotes and I post a lot of them on my Instagram and Facebook. So I'm going to read one from Brian Harden. And he writes, "When life itself has become prayer, we are connected to that source of love and life." When life itself has become prayer, we are connected to that source of love and life. Those are beautiful words. They are the kind of words that we can keep close all week. So may you know these words, and may these words give you life. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I invite you to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Nicole Riley Coaching and find out how to work with me as a clergy coach, a church coach, or social media manager at NicoleRiley.com. And my book is Expanding the Expedition Through Digital Ministry on Amazon. And today, I invite you to make the important choice to embrace a life of wellness. See you next week.